7. I want to thank you, all of you, for your patience during that last item. I thought we had a well-defined discussion and to go forward. Item number 7, please.
Item 7, from the Milwaukee County Comptroller requesting authorization to amend the parameters resolution adopted under file number 1532 by reducing the aggregate amount of general obligation corporate purpose bonds or notes from $53,600,000 to $50 million to provide for the issuance of long-term and short-term bonds as separate series, to update the estimated issuance amounts for bonds, including annual principal amounts for each series, and to provide an increase or decrease in the principal of each maturity of up to $1,250,000 and $750,000, respectively.
Supervisor Mayo moves to adopt. Any questions, comments?
I'd like to hear a presentation from
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors.
Brian, please give us a summary.
Sure. Thank you. The reason this item is before you is as a part of the process for issuing the bonds for 2015, as well as any other issue. The Comptroller's Office goes and we review all of the capital projects that are adopted and any projects that may have been delayed or laid over to the next financing. So the Comptroller's Office has gone through that process. There are a number of projects as part of the process in talking to departments that they either are not ready to implement or they have encumbered the contract, but no money will be spent in 2015. And the reason that we go through this process is we're trying to make sure that we don't have unspent bonds basically just sitting there and not being expended, because there are penalties to the federal government if that is done. So as a part of that process, we had about $11 million in capital projects that would not be implemented in 2015. And then there were some appropriation transfers that have been approved by this body that adjusted from a bonded project to a cash finance project. So that impacted the 2015 issue. So because of that, we had previously gone before you with a not-to-exceed amount of $53.6 million and some various parameters. When the bond issue was reduced, that changed some of those parameters, so we're asking to modify that. And the ones in particular is basically adjusting the not-to-exceed amount down from 53.6 to 50. That would allow us still, if departments came back and said, hey, we're going to be able to implement that, we could add some projects back in that have already been adopted. This does not have an impact on the expending of the project. This is just the bond financing. The other item as a part of this resolution is to allow the county to issue a long-term debt issue and a short-term debt issue. In the past, the county would structure its bonds so that it kind of had a short-term issue folded into its long-term issue. What Bond Council has communicated to us was, if you're doing that so that those bonds are matching the useful life of the asset that's being financed, you need to have two separate issues. So this resolution changes that to allow us to have a short-term issue and a long-term issue, and then also establishes parameters for any changes in the principal amount for the maturities for the short-term and the long-term issue. So in a nutshell, that's what this item is before you.
We have a motion to adopt. Madam Coordinator, please call the roll on the motion.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jurczyk?
Excused.
Weddle?
Aye.
Moore Omokunde?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion that item number 7 be recommended for adoption prevails.
Let's go. Before we go to the
Let's go to that. You got about five controllers.
Okay. Item number 8, please.